My dear brothers and sisters, today is Mission Sunday. When speaking of doing the mission or preaching the gospel, many of us often think that this is the job of bishops, priests, religious, or missionaries, and not of the faithful. But in reality, to preach the gospel is the obligation of all baptized Christians with no exception. The Second Vatican Council reaffirmed that the Church by nature is missionary. And for that reason, each and every Christian must be a missionary himself. St. Paul even went so far as to declare that to preach the gospel is a must, which is absolutely necessary for our salvation. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Of course, the faithful don't need to go to foreign countries or to remote places to preach the gospel, as French and Spanish or other European missionaries did in the past. Nor do they have to preach from the pulpit like the priests usually do. But they have their own ways of preaching the gospel compatible to their state of life and to their living conditions. The easiest way of preaching the gospel is to pray. Yes, all of us can pray for the unbelievers, for the pagans, for all that we know, for the people we come across, for other peoples who have not had faith in their life. And besides, to pray is very easy. It doesn't take time. It doesn't interfere with our daily work. Saint Therese of the Infant Jesus was a good example of praying for the unbelievers. During her lifetime, she never got out of France, nor did she ever give a sermon in the church. But as a cloister Carmelite sister, she always prayed in silence and offered sacrifices to pray for believers all over the world. And for that, she was able to save hundreds of thousands of souls for God. A second way to preach the gospel, which is even more effective, is to have good example of life. We know that nothing is more convincing than good examples. As bad examples and scandals can push people away from God, so do good examples attract people back to God and to the church. There was a notorious atheist who was very antagonistic against the church. Being a silent man, but he became extremely vocal when attacking the abuses of the church. Many of his Catholic friends have tried to convince him into accepting the many good things of the church, but to no avail. Then one day, he happened to pass by a convent of the Carmelite sisters, and he noticed there were about 40 sisters in the chapel, all in silence, because it was their hour of meditation. The man was surprised, and he kept on thinking about that. And about a week later, he met a priest and asked to be baptized. The priest asked him, "What makes you want to be a Catholic?" He said, "If a church which can keep 40 women silent for one solid hour, then the church must be the real church of God. And that is the reason why I want to become a Catholic." You see, this sister didn't say anything. They didn't preach, but by the example of life, praying in silence in the chapel, and that convinced this atheist, convinced him more than any arguments, than more than any advices from his friends. Our Archbishop Phạm Bình Minh has this story. A seventh grader had an acute appendicitis. Appendicitis is đau ruột thừa in Vietnamese. Appendicitis. And the doctor said that he should be operated on immediately before it became too late. So the next day, the boy's father's took him to a hospital. And when everything was ready for the operation, the boy suddenly asked the doctor to give him 1 minute to pray. And the doctor agreed. So the boy made the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, amen, and began to pray the Our Father who art in heaven, and so forth. After that, he said, "Now I'm ready, doctor." The operation was perfectly successful, and the boy went back to school. Then one evening, when the boy's family was about to have dinner, the doctor came and he said, "Today I came to thank you, and especially to thank your son." The boy's father was really surprised. What doctor? We should be the ones to thank you because you have saved the life of our son. But the doctor explained, "I came to thank your son because he himself has brought me back to the church. You know, for many years after 1975, I have given up my faith. I did not go to church. I did not go to mass. I did not even pray to Our Father, or did not even make the sign of the cross. I forgot I was a Catholic altogether. But the other day when I saw your son making the sign of the cross and saying to Our Father, I was really moved and struck by his good example." As you know, now I have been back to the church. I go to Mass on Sundays. I pray every evening before going to bed. I pray whenever I'm in danger. All thanks to the good example of your beloved son. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we don't need to go to foreign lands to preach the gospel. We don't need to go to a remote place to preach the gospel. We don't even need to do anything special. What we need is to give good examples of life, to live a good life as Catholics. And I think this is the best and the most effective ways to preach the gospel and to bring people back to God and to the church. My dear brothers and sisters, as Father Patrick said at the beginning of the Mass, today the Universal Church begins the year of faith, the year of faith, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council and the 20th anniversary of the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And you can see the logo over there. You see the logo over there on your right? Annus Fidei. This is Latin words, which means the year of faith. And at the center of the logo, we see the image of a boat with a sail on it. So this is kind of a sail boat. And on the sail, we see three initials, J, H, and S. In Latin, this means Jesus Hominum Salvator. It means Jesus Christ, the Savior of man or of the world. You know, the church has always been represented by the ship or by the boat. And as the boat or the ship goes to sea, always face many dangers, bad weather, high winds, storms and waves, tidal waves, sometimes even tsunami. And so the ship or the boat of the church in the world also always face many difficulties, many tribulation, many suffering, and even persecution. But with Jesus Christ being the captain of the boat, we believe that he will take the boat of the church to its final destination safely. So on this occasion, the church invites all of us to reflect on our life of faith, to re-examine our life of faith. How have we lived our faith in the past? And also, this is an occasion for us to thank God for the most precious gift of faith. Because if we have faith, and then we have God, and if we have God, we have everything. So let us ask God to strengthen our faith, to renew our faith, to warm up our faith, so that we will be more faithful to God for the years to come.